Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic ragga flavor DNB tricks that can instantly make a track feel more alive, more unruly, and way more underground. We're making a dub siren resample workflow in Ableton Live 12, and the big idea is simple. Don't just make a siren sound cool, make it behave like part of the groove. Treat it like a lead percussion element, something that answers the drums, punctuates the phrasing, and throws a little controlled chaos into the arrangement without stepping on the sub. That's especially important in drum and bass, because at 172 to 174 BPM, everything has to earn its place. If a sound is constantly busy, it just turns into clutter. But if it arrives in the right spots, with the right timing and movement, it can become the thing that gives your drop personality. That's the ragga energy we want here. So the goal of this lesson is to build a playable dub siren, perform it with modulation and effects, resample it to audio, and then chop that audio into a little toolkit of stabs, tails, swells, and accidental textures you can use in intros, builds, drop transitions, and switch-ups. Let's start with a fresh MIDI track. Load Operator if you want that cleaner, more classic dub siren vibe. Load Waveedable if you want something a bit wilder and more modern in the harmonics. Either way, keep the source simple. A sine or square-leaning sound is a great starting point. Don't overcomplicate the oscillator setup. The magic here comes from motion, timing, and resampling, not from a huge synth patch. Set the siren in a playable range, roughly C3 to C5, and add a little glide or portamento. Around 40 to 120 milliseconds is usually enough to get those slidey little ragga gestures without smearing everything together. Then add auto filter, saturator, echo, and reverb after the synth. If you want a bit more grit, frequency shifter can be a nice extra spice, but use it carefully. For the filter, start somewhere in the mid-range, maybe around 400 Hz up to 1.5 kHz depending on the tone. Add a healthy but not extreme amount of resonance. The idea is for the siren to squawk and top a bit, not to become a piercing headache. Keep the saturator subtle at first, just enough to thicken the sound. For echo, try an eighth note or dotted eighth with moderate feedback. And with reverb, keep it mostly restrained. You want space for transitions and phrase endings, not a giant wash across the whole tune. Here's an important teacher tip. Think about this sound like a vocal ad-lib over a breakbeat. It should appear, make a statement, and disappear. If you keep it going all the time, it loses the whole ragga call and response feeling. In this style, silence is part of the rhythm. Now program a short MIDI phrase. Don't write a long melody. Write little replies to the drums. A good 8-bar pattern might look like this in musical terms. One stab in the first two bars, then a couple of quicker answers in the middle, then a rising gesture, then a bigger ending note that leads into the next section. You're not trying to compose a lead line in the traditional sense. You're making a phrase that feels like it's reacting to the break. Keep some notes short, around a 16th to an eighth, and let a few longer notes breathe for a quarter or half note when you want the effects to bloom. Leave gaps. Gaps are your friend. If the drums are active, the siren doesn't need to compete with them every beat. It just needs to show up in the right pocket. Also, don't be afraid to let things sit slightly behind the grid. A tiny bit of looseness can make the siren feel more human and more rooted in jungle and ragga tradition. You want swagger, not robotic precision. Once you've got a phrase that feels good, it's time to resample. Create a new audio track called something like Siren Resample. Set the input to your siren track, or use resampling if that's easier for your setup. Arm the audio track and record while you perform the synth, and tweak the effects in real time. This is where the fun starts. While recording, move the filter cutoff, push the pitch around, ride the echo feedback, and maybe bring the reverb up only on the ends of phrases. Don't worry about making a perfect pass. In fact, don't try to. The whole point is to capture little fragments that have life in them. Clean stabs, tail throws, glitchy squeals, little feedback bursts, reversed feeling swells, weird resonances that happen by accident. Those are often the best bits. A really useful workflow here is to record in shorter passes, like 8-bar captures. It's much easier to mine a few strong phrases out of a short performance than to dig through one massive chaotic take. This is one of the biggest upgrades you can make, editing discipline. Trim the start of each resample cleanly, remove dead air, and add fades so every chop feels intentional. After you've got your resample, start chopping. You can keep the audio on a track for arrangement purposes, or slice it into a drum rack if you want to finger drum the results. If you want quick performance control, sliced a new MIDI track is great. If you want more arrangement flexibility, just keep it as audio clips and place them manually. Look for a few core pieces, a short stab, a rising tail, a reverse-like swell, a distorted squeal, and maybe one messy accidental hit that just sounds cool. Don't overbuild the kit. A handful of strong choices is better than a folder full of half-useful chaos. If the audio needs warping, choose the mode based on the material. Complex Pro is good for longer tonal tails. Beats works well for more chopped, percussive phrases. Texture can be interesting if you want grainier atmosphere. Then clean it up with a Q8. Usually you want to high-pass these siren clips pretty aggressively, often somewhere between 150 and 250 Hz, so they stay out of the sub's way. That low-end discipline matters a lot in DNB. The sub and kick need to stay dominant and clear. The siren is for attitude, not weight. If the siren is fighting the bass or muddying the break, it's too big. Pull it back, high-pass it harder, or shorten the tail. You can also use utility to keep the core hit more mono, while letting the tail spread out a little wider. That's a nice trick. Center for impact, width for atmosphere. Now let's think about groove interaction. This sound works best when it complements the drum phrase instead of sitting on top of it all the time. Try placing the siren to answer the snare on specific bars, or leave a little gap at the end of a four-bar loop and let the siren fill it with a rising tail. If the drums are busy, reduce the number of siren hits, shorten the decay, and keep the space tighter. If the bass line is sparse, let the siren become a kind of vocal layer and give it a bit more delay or stereo movement. That call and response relationship is huge. Ask yourself every time you place a phrase, does this answer the drums, or does it interrupt them? If it's interrupting, move it by a 16th or reduce the tail. That one habit will save you from a lot of arrangement mess. Now use the siren as an arrangement tool, not just a sound effect. In an intro, you can tease it every four bars with a filter opening just a bit more each time. In a build, automate the echo feedback and open the filter gradually. Right before the drop, a reverse siren into a snare fill is a classic move. And in a second drop or switch up, bring in chopped siren call and response with the res or bass line so the energy ramps up without needing a totally new drum pattern. A useful variation is to create multiple versions. Make one clean ragga siren, one dirtier and more overdriven version, and one transition-focused version with reverses and long swells. That way you can change the energy across the tune without rebuilding the patch each time. You can even alternate the clean and dirty versions every 8 or 16 bars, so the arrangement keeps evolving. For extra character, try a few advanced moves. Layer a tiny noise burst under the attack for bite. Run the resample through drum bus for a more industrial edge. Pitch a tail down a few semitones for menace. Use a little frequency shifter for unstable, haunted movement. Or put a gate or rhythmic tremolo on the resample to turn long tails into chopped pulses. And here's another strong trick. Create a signature lick. Just three notes can be enough if the rhythm and tone are memorable. In rag-infused ENB, a small repeated phrase can become a hook as much as a bass line can. When you're done building your siren layers, group them into a siren bus and process lightly. Glue compressor with just a dB or two of gain reduction can help bind the layers together. A gentle EQ cut around 2.5 to 5 kHz can tame harshness if it gets piercing. Add a little soft clipping or saturation for density, and keep your limiter only for safety. Before you wrap, do a mono check on the main hit. Compare the siren against the snare transient and the bass fundamental, and make sure the track still has headroom on the master. If the siren feels too loud, sometimes the answer is not just turning it down. Sometimes it's shortening the tail or carving out low-mid build-up instead. Let's finish with the core mindset. Build the dub siren as a simple, playable source first. Perform the filter, delay, reverb, and pitch movement in real time. Resample that performance to audio. Chop the best moments into phrases and transitions. Keep it out of the sub range. Use it as punctuation, not wallpaper. And place it where it enhances the drums and bass instead of crowding them. If you do that, you'll end up with a rag-infused chaos toolkit that actually works in a DNB arrangement. It'll feel raw, alive, and useful, not just noisy. All right, your challenge is to spend a short session making your own siren resample pack. Build the source, record a few passes, chop out a stab, a reverse tail, a long rising phrase, and one weird accidental hit. Then drop them into a loop and see if they can carry the energy without getting in the way. If they can do that, you've got a proper underground weapon.